Welcome to What's Your Next Move? Aging on Your Own Terms. I'm Lisa Sini.
And I'm her daughter, Addie Sini. And have you ever been on the phone and not be able to hear someone on the other side because of bad service? And it's super annoying.
Yeah.
That frustration is what people deal with every single day. And so we're going to give you a couple of easy tricks and tips to minimize that frustration and increase connection.
All right, so let's go.
If the thought of getting older stops you from living your best life, this is your ultimate guide in moving from fear to freedom.
We know technology can allow you to age where and how you want with a higher quality of life. And we will teach and share with you what you should use and when.
If you are aging or caring for someone who is, we're here to teach you the ins and outs of aging in place. Every episode is a personal guide to all the technology, design tips, and creative solutions you'll need to live your life to the fullest. Get ready to discover what is available and determine the resources that will best work for you.
Move from fear to freedom starting today.
Let's dive in.
So today we're talking about hearing, or lack thereof.
What'd you say?
Good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it because it's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. So you have a pretty, maybe funny, maybe sad, a little bit of both story that's called the sticky note story.
Yeah. So my parents are like a little bit like Edith and Archie Bunker, if you've ever watched that show. They banter back and forth and they fight. I mean, they've calmed down now. They don't fight that much now. Now they pout, have a tendency to pout a little bit more. Where yeah, before they used
for
to,
sure.
They used to fight. But now after like, what is it? Like, I don't know.
63 years.
100 years of marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, they do that. So I remember when I first understood that my dad was having some hearing issues. And it was my mom and my dad had come back and they were kind of in a huge argument about my dad's hearing and him not responding to her when they were driving, because this is before GPS.
Right.
Like, you didn't have GPS.
This is when you were on MapQuest printing stuff out.
There wasn't even MapQuest. So there was something called a triptych and you went to AAA.
Gotcha.
And you paid money for this, like, fold out. How do you get places? Otherwise, you had regular maps and you actually just knew how to drive places. And you would have your spouse or whatever, if you're going someplace different, like say, oh no, you need to turn on this street. And you'd actually look at maps. And there were no cell phones right then. I think flip phones had just come out. So my mom and dad were out going someplace. They were always out on a drive. Matter of fact, we would on Sundays, that was our big, like, I don't know, like treat was to drive to Amish country and show us how lucky we were. And so anyways, they came back from this trip and I said, what happened? And my mom said, well, your father won't listen and he doesn't understand that he can't hear. So I started, there were sticky notes. She got sticky notes and every direction she would give him, she would tell him left and she would actually write it on the sticky note and then slap it on the dashboard so that there was no argument whatsoever,
right,
about whether she had said it or not and that he couldn't hear.
Right.
And because he was, I think he was hiding it at that point. He was in denial, which many people are.
Yeah.
And when you can't hear, you start to disconnect and you get in arguments. You start reading lips really well, but you also miss the gist of stuff and you get a little paranoid.
Yeah. So this is a problem that plagues a lot of people and will continue to plague a lot of people because we are using headphones ubiquitously now. And
yes,
music is super, super loud and you can have access to it all the time, which before you really couldn't have that kind of sound system in your car and in your home and all these different things. So this is really a problem that, you know, you need solutions to now for
right,
the people that are suffering now, but also you can utilize a lot of these tips and tricks as preventative medicine later as well.
That's true. So I'm going to read some stats here. And what you've got to understand is that for an older adult, like 80s, 90s, that kind of thing, if you worked in a factory, if you were in a war, if you're a musician, you might have bad hearing, okay, or had a virus or something like that. But generally, there were a lot of people that had pretty good hearing. As you age, you do get worse hearing, and sometimes wax has a little bit to deal with mm-hmm, that. But right now, Addie, 26 million people in the U.S. between 20 to 69 have hearing loss. Between 20 to 69. 22 million U.S. workers are exposed to hazardous noise levels annually. Nearly 50% of persons aged 12 to 35. So that's...
I'm 25.
Yep. So that's your range. Could be exposed to unsafe noise from personal listening devices, you know, the earbuds, the headphones, all that kind of stuff. And 40% in this age group could be exposed to potentially damaging levels by like going to music festivals and things like that. Musicians are 400% more likely to have hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
And 50% more likely to have tinnitus. I can't
say it. Tinnitus, yeah.
But it's like ringing in your ears. That's what it's called, technically, ringing in your ears. Okay. But here's the really big ones. People with mild hearing loss are three times more likely to have a history of falling.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your eyes and your ears work together, and you can have a vestibular mismatch, and so you can have a fall three times more likely, and no one wants to fall because if you break your hip or your knees or whatever, there's horrible outcomes for that.
Right.
And then lastly, adults with untreated hearing loss are far more likely to have dementia, like 50% more.
Right.
Yeah, 50%.
So that's a lot of statistics that kind of support the idea that one, hearing is super important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only super important for your physical health, so retaining your balance and ability to, you know, be mobile and to not be a fall risk, but also it really is about connectivity too.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like that's where the dementia side comes in. I've said it before that if you don't use it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear people and you can't engage, then how can you have meaningful conversations that you're using your brain for?
Right. And when you start disconnecting more and more and more, you kind of forget how to connect properly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You can see that was definitely evident in COVID for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really forgot how to connect properly. I, you know, have very close relationship with people that can't hear well. My gramps, he oftentimes has selective hearing. So all of a sudden when you're whispering something under your breath about him, he can hear perfectly.
So to be fair, there are certain pitch things.
Yeah.
So sometimes a whisper is easier to hear. So I always defend my dad.
Yeah.
But sometimes a whisper is easier to hear than something loud.
Right, definitely. And I did learn a lot of ways to navigate these situations with my grandparents mm-hmm. because I valued my relationship with them a lot. And so there are a lot of different solutions. So do you want to talk about kind of some of the solutions that we can have in the home for people that have or struggle with hearing loss? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So one, I want to basically say thank you to you because you not only articulated, you didn't just raise the level because louder is not better, but you articulated, you spoke to where they could see you instead of talking where they couldn't see you. Because a lot of people read lips that don't know that they read lips. And then you slowed down or stretched out the words instead of jumbling all together. I think at the very small period in your youth, I'm like, slow it down. We can't understand it.
Definitely.
You're mumbling.
Yeah.
Those types of things. But some of the other things that you can do is closed caption on the TV for everyone. We just have started doing it as a habit.
Yeah. I definitely think, I mean, I watch a lot of shows on Netflix and oftentimes they have inaudible dialogue with the music and there's just so much content out there so that the music is not mixed well. So it's just a habit that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And I do feel though that sometimes you might run into your grandparent or your loved one being obstinate towards these things. This is totally normal because it's a part of my grandpa's identity to be able to take care of himself and that he doesn't need anything special and he doesn't need anything extra. So he definitely fought us on a lot of things and continually fights us.
So I think that's a great point. Hearing aids for somebody that's older, a hearing aid was something of a disability. It was showing that you were less than and made fun of, and that you couldn't be as much as you should be. For your age group who wears earbuds nonstop, it's not a disability. It's actually a wearable.
Right.
It makes you more connected.
Yeah, it's a wearable device, right?
Yeah. So they have a prejudice that it's a disability, and showing that disability and making them look weak or old or feeble, where your generation doesn't see that. So you kind of have to meet them where they're at on that. It's like my husband wouldn't get glasses forever because 100%. he needed them so bad. And it wasn't about the look, because he had fake glasses at one point in the 80s. Like, you know,
he also had a permed mullet in the 80s, though. So
let's be fair about that.
He might have some questionable choices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but it was a perceived weakness for him,
yeah,
or age thing. So be cognizant of that. The other thing is induction looping technology. And I talk a lot about this in my books. If you have hearing aids, it only works if you have hearing aids or earphones. But if you have hearing aids, induction looping technology can be in churches, stadiums, airports, subways.
It is, or it can't be.
It is not in every one of them. Texas, Michigan, New York have made them mandatory in a lot of places.
Cool.
You can ask if they have it. It's kind of this wire loop that goes around the area. And what it does is it basically takes anything that's going into a mic and puts it directly to your hearing aid. So you can hear the performance on the stage. You can hear the pastor or the rabbi. You can hear what the subway call is or the taxi driver, or you can hear the basketball whoosh and them calling that out. Loud is not great. You can even get a little pad for yourself that connects to your TV.
Mm.
And you can have it in the home.
Yeah, because that's also frequently an issue with people that have, hearing loss, mm-hmm, things like that. One person is playing something extremely loud.
Yes.
And with multi-generational living, this can be really disruptive. Now, I'm definitely, all of us are extremely loud most 99% of the time, so it doesn't really affect us as much.
Yeah.
But someone else's music being loud compared to your own is a little bit different of a story.
Well, we even had Wednesdays or bocce nights. So we play at the mansion bocce, and we put music on the bows, and we sing, and we, you know, talk real loud, and we have our music. And you were at the store, and somebody said, What did they say?
Yeah, they said, What's going on over there? What are those people doing at the Werner House on Wednesdays? I was like, oh yeah, that's just us being obnoxious.
That's like, that's
you can't blame anybody else, unfortunately.
We're just loud.
Yeah.
So speaking of loud, some of the things that you can do from a design standpoint is you can make sure you have the right acoustics.
Yeah.
So what are acoustics? Well, acoustics, and I've got them here in our space, anything that helps to absorb the noise and not have it bounce, drapes can do that. Carpet can do that instead of hard surface flooring. Acoustical materials, we've got a couple here. So these are things that you can stick on a wall. As an interior designer, we specify them. They can look like anything. Like this looks like wood. You can put it up in the ceiling. These are some more panels. This is some examples of some flooring that kind of looks like hardwood floor.
Yeah. So this is Forbo million fiber carpet.
Yep.
We actually have it in the Werner House, and we actually have it in the dining room and in the ballroom.
And the massage room.
Mm-hmm. What's pretty cool about it is that it actually cleans like a hardwood, which is, I guess, where they get all the inspiration for the patterning, a lot of it. But what's pretty cool about it, other than its like cleaning abilities, is that you have sound dampening in spaces that you really need it, like the dining room. So a huge problem for people that have hearing issues is that it echoes. So things are echoing around. And that's why in a busy restaurant, they can't necessarily hear, because like my mom said before, is that louder is not always better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hearing aids are pretty sophisticated now. You can definitely set your hearing aid to a restaurant setting, which will dampen some frequencies and make other frequencies higher. So it makes conversation easier, but they just don't, they're not, I wouldn't say that they're high enough level of AI to actually really filter completely.
I think they're a couple years away.
Yeah, they're a couple years away. So,
I mean, they can, there's enough AI and Google stuff in there that when I start talking about like, hey, I need new shoelaces, I start seeing the ads. But, you know, for whatever reason, I still can't hear as well.
Exactly.
And then there's other flooring materials. Like this is a rubber material that you can actually have as a flooring in a fitness area, or you can put it underneath other flooring. And we're just going to show you something here as a little test. So what they give you is they give you this little kind of music box, and we're going to show you how loud that is. And now I'm going to put that. That's kind of crazy, right?
So
all that is it's absorbing the sound.
So for our listeners that aren't watching, basically what we just did is that there's a little music box, and we place it on just the hard surface of the desk, and then we place it on these different materials, and you can just hear the complete difference in the sound absorption, which mm-hmm. is just really cool. And so it just really, I mean, that's a great just example of how also other people are experiencing sound is not how you experience it.
Oh, most definitely. It's to be aware. And just so you know, that little rubber flooring is from Ecor, and it's called Echo Silence. So this is something your interior designer, or we, if you want us to help you out, can help you with. But you also noticed the 4-row floor really helped with that as well.
Yeah. And so what are some solutions? So we've got these little design tips for the home. You have drapes, you have carpet, you have 4-row flooring, this Ecor flooring that's sound absorption. You can do captions on your TV. You can do all different kinds of stuff in the induction looping. But what can we do when we're just like out in the world to support people that have hearing loss and also for ourselves?
Okay, so first of all, get your hearing tested. A lot of folks, as the stats that I gave you, have hearing loss. I was a horrible waitress. I was, because I could not hear.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would always have to say, could you say that again? Like, it's irritating, right? It wasn't that I wasn't listening. It's I couldn't hear. And what I've realized is I can't hear in settings with a lot of background noise, clicking of forks and knives on plates, mm-hmm. Moving of like restaurant style noise. I have a real difficult time with it. Matter of fact, there's a couple of my favorite restaurants here that I can't go to because I can't enjoy the conversation.
Right.
So why burden myself with that? Right. Now, my sister has hearing loss from a virus in one ear, so she's deaf. She will specifically situate herself so that her good ear is next to where she wants. And if we're at a dinner table or something like that, she'll say, Lisa, can I switch seats with you?
Right.
So that I can be where I can hear.
Yeah.
And she just says that. And because I forget, she don't look any different. You know?
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah. Somehow I get an Italian accent. She don't look any different. So, you know, I can't tell. There's nothing that says this ear can't hear.
That's a great point also, is that this kind of issue is there's no visual cue for it.
Right.
So how are you supposed
to
know? Yeah. It's not a limb. It's not a mobility issue that can be relatively obvious sometimes. And so that's a great point that like one thing that you can do is that if you have a loved one that has hearing issues, one, you can inform the waiter when you get there, hey, mm-hmm. can you please, you know, bend down to the person and kind of get in close so that they can actually hear you. And so you don't have to shout and ruin the ambience of
that's
the
exactly
restaurant
right.
as well. And also looking for restaurants that actually have more, some of these acoustical materials. You can look for ones that have sound paneling, booths.
Like not an open cavernous area, maybe a little bit more boutique-y or intimate settings really helps. But I do always, when we're going to eat at a restaurant with my father, I'll say to the waitress, I'll pull her over and say, my father is hard of hearing. So if he asks you, please speak loud and clear and, you know, make sure that he can see your face.
And articulate.
Because it is difficult for him. So it's easier to do that. And I'm also like, Dad, don't ask 50 questions, because he gets into it where he wants to like ask. I'm like, you can't hear. This is going to be like really hard.
Well, a lot of the time, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I think Gramps is the funniest person ever.
He does it on purpose.
So he's asking all kinds of questions and just riling people up, which that points to the idea of connection too, of like, if you choose restaurants that support your loved ones, then they can be their true selves and you can connect with them on the level that you are normally able to.
And there's some other cool things too. So if you have an iPhone or know somebody that has an iPhone, and you have a hearing aid, you can connect it to that and put your iPhone down on the table if you're with friends or at the dinner table or at a restaurant, and it'll act as a speaker. That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, that's okay. Super cool.
And then there's some other things. There's you can buy kind of hearing aids that aren't hearing aids. They're earbuds, and they cancel background noise so that they just pick up voice.
Yeah. So
these are from New Era.
Yeah.
And then you can also get some very sophisticated hearing aids.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit of those, the Liveo.
Liveo.
Yeah.
Liveo AI from Starkey. So I love Liveo. And the reason why I love Liveo is, one, my dad has these. He doesn't use all the bells and whistles, but they're really, really light. You can't hardly see them. They fit the ear really well. They actually fitted me with them. So that's one of the things. They're fashionable. but two, they have this AI in them, and they have determined that the ear is the new wrist. So they are really a wearable. You know how everybody's wearing these, you know, Whoop or a Fitbit or your right. Apple Watch or yep. whatever. And it's doing your heart monitor. It's doing all that. Mm-hmm. Well, it actually reads much better on your ear. The blood vessels are closer mm-hmm. in your ear. So it can read all those things, and it can give you all your health data.
So it can read your vitals and all
that's exactly
kinds
right.
of things.
So it can give cool. you wellness scores, brain scores, body scores. It has fall detection. It has an actual connection detection.
So, yeah. So it can tell if you haven't been talking to people.
Exactly.
And it can give you a warning of, hey, basically like a loneliness detector of like, hey, you need to be connecting with people a little more often.
100%. It can also translate 27 different languages.
That's so cool. I mean, right? That's something that not regular headphones can't do
nope.
or your regular ears can't do.
That's exactly right. And it can count your steps and mobility. So you can put all your fitness in there. So it can also do the other thing on that, you know, you can tune it on your phone
yeah.
very easily. Like I'm in a restaurant, I'm in that. One of the things that I find a little bit difficult with some of the other hearing aids is trying to press through the 50 buttons or on headphones mm-hmm. to figure out which one's restaurant, which one's quiet, which one's movie, which one's talking. Like, just give me my app on my phone.
Yeah. Now, a recommendation too, to support your loved ones that do have, you know, are wearing hearing aids and things like that. If they do have an app on their phone for it, I would just, Gramps doesn't like using his phone. He's got sausage fingers. He's not trying to use them. He doesn't understand it. So I would make sure that you're kind of there for the process of setting it up. And then when you're going to the restaurant with them, grab their phone and just put it on restaurant mode.
Yes.
So that he doesn't have to worry about it.
100%.
And because he's not going to anyways, and it's about connecting.
It is. But interestingly, he will not text us. He won't use voice to text. He will call us though. He can figure out how to do that. And he can figure out how to do ESPN on all the scores, what Ohio State's doing, what his favorite teams are doing, the Guardians.
So I guess it's like selective hearing, yeah. selective use.
Yeah. So yeah. you say, oh, he can't use it. And I'm like, oh, I see him using it a lot when he's trying to find a new car. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so there's a lot of different things you can do in the home and outside of the home. And so what, just can you give us a little recap of like,
sure. Basically, here's a recap is that everybody's probably got hearing loss. You are, you know, 50% more likely to have dementia if you don't treat it, 3 times more likely to fall. You need to get it dealt with. And hearing aids, your ears continually grow. And so you have to get them changed out. People say they're uncomfortable, and that's why.
Gotcha.
It's your nose and your ears. So it's not like something else that you don't have to like, you spend money on it and then you don't have to get them refitted. You have to do that. Learn how to use them. But if you're not going to do those things because they're super awesome, you can still do induction loop technology, acoustics, drapes and flooring and the materials you slap on the wall or the ceiling. And you can just articulate. Slow down, articulate your words, and do them so someone can see them, and then close caption on the TV so everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And then the last thing would just be, you know, when you're utilizing your hearing aids, you have the iPhone option as a microphone, essentially. You can go to restaurants that have good acoustics and also just inform your servers ahead of time so that it kind of removes some of that embarrassment and also so that they can enable your loved one to have the best time that they can.
That's awesome. So what's the one thing you can do today to have a better tomorrow?
So I would say this is kind of close to home for me, is that teach your kids how to speak to their grandparents. So teach them to bend down, to articulate, and to face them.
If you enjoyed this episode, help us to share it with family and friends whom you think will benefit. If you value our content, give it 5 stars, please. And let's stay in touch.
Follow us across all our social media and let us know your story so we can best serve you. Until then, keep loving each other.
We'll see you in the next episode.